This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry, as today is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phase polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam yesterday at Barpeta, Hujai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hujai last afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है. हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं. कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की. बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्ट
The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Sailaja targeted the BJP over the issue of the Uniform Civil Code. In Puducherry, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. In Keralam, yesterday was abuzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripad. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karacheri and Tiruvambadi. Meanwhile, for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu, and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended yesterday. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today. Candidates can withdraw their name by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. In Assam, the silent period for general election to the state legislative assembly will begin from 5 p.m. The restriction, which comes into effect 48 hours before the close of polling, has been imposed in accordance with Section 126 of the Representation of the People Act 1951. During this period, all forms of election campaigning, including public meetings, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, will be strictly prohibited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey, advancing the second stage of its nuclear program. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam has attained criticality. The Prime Minister also called this a decisive step towards harnessing India's vast thorium reserves in the third stage of the program. U.S. President Donald Trump today threatened to decimate Iran with 4 hours if it did not agree to a deal by this night. In a press conference at the White House, Mr. Trump warned that every bridge in Iran will be decimated by today midnight and every power will be out of business, burning, exploding and never to be used again. He asked Iran to make a deal with the U.S. and open the Hormuz Strait for the movement of oil by 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. In boxing, Indian world champions Meenakshi Hooda in 48 kg and Jasmine Lamboria in 57 kg will compete in their semifinals at the Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Yesterday, Indian boxers Preeti Pawar, Priya and Arundhati Chaudhary advanced to the finals after winning their respective semifinal bouts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.